All right, and so we're just gonna sit in the separate chair, so
okay.
off my lap
Oh,
and
but
into that chair. See, that's why I set up that chair for you.
This chair's not that great, though.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but if you're gonna come late like this, you're gonna get the bad chair. I get the good chair because this is my chair. Max knows this.
Can you
If
at least sit on my lap then?
what? No, I'm not gonna sit on your lap. That's why we have the two chairs.
I don't get it.
You don't have to. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. This is Willy Wonka, the Chocolate
Hello.
Factory. Oh no, wait till I'm finished talking.
Sorry.
It's all right. That's just how people talk. That's just normal
I
talking. That's
know
not.
how to talk. You don't think I can speak?
Yeah, but I feel like you don't know the. Whatever.
I just said hello. That's perfect English.
Yeah, but maybe that'd be perfect English, but you're still talking while I'm talking. Just take your turn. Just talk when I'm done talking.
Welcome.
No.
I'm your host.
Now, hold on. Hi, guys. This is Spencer, your host. Unfortunately, Max is not here, and I'll explain why. Today, we're talking about Tommy Wiseau, episode 33, and Max does not know Tommy
Hello.
Wiseau. No, enough.
I'm your
Matt,
host.
no. Okay, I'll just get to him. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name Timothy. I Tommy's brother.
Thank you, Timothy. Now, so people
Just
see.
call me Timmy.
All right, Timmy. I don't know why you're going by Timmy now.
That's what all my friend call me. You're not my friend or something?
Well, you introduced yourself as Timothy when I first met you, and then you've been calling yourself Timothy, and now you're going by Timmy. So I
But
see.
we're friends now. We make
All
podcasts
right, so
together.
this is Timmy Wiseau, and Timmy is Tommy's brother. So
I know him. I know Tommy.
yes, you know him because he's your brother. We know this, Timmy. All right. So
What, you got a problem or something?
I don't have problem, Timmy.
You make fun of my accent or something? I speak perfect English.
I hear that. Timmy, where are you from?
Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yeah, perfect Louisiana
Okay.
accent. You never been Louisiana or something?
I haven't, actually. No. So, unfortunately, I can't say that this is not the right accent. Anyway, so today we are talking about Tommy Wiseau, and since Max doesn't know him, I brought in Timmy.
Hello.
Timmy has so much insight, so Tommy has kind of been elusive, and he's a mystery, but I think we're going to break down a lot of walls here today because we have his brother, Timmy, here
Yeah,
with us.
never before heard information from me.
Never before heard. So you hear that? Do you hear how it's never been heard before? Well,
Yeah, I just said that.
get ready to hear it again. I'm not talking to you, Timmy.
Oh.
Timmy, I'm gonna explain how this works real fast. What we're doing is we're recording our voices, and then we're gonna play it for the literally tens of people that listen to this podcast. And
Not that many. You say
this,
it like it's a lot.
well, it's all relative. So if you look at just one person, tens is gonna be a lot. So let's
Good
not be
point.
so judgmental, Timmy.
Okay.
See?
You get that one.
And when I'm talking, and you'll see me, I'll be looking directly at the mic. That means I'm just talking to the audience.
You look at microphone like it see you back or something?
Well, yeah. Touche, Timmy. Touche.
Microphone is not real person.
I
Microphone
know. Yeah,
technology.
but this is okay. So this is a
Look at me.
okay.
Look at me when you talk to microphone.
No, I can't. No. If I'm talking to the microphone, then I'm gonna look at the mic. Now you have me talking to the microphone again. No, I'm talking to the audience, and I look at the microphone. And when I'm talking
What
to you,
episode this?
this is episode 33.
So you've done this 32 times before this.
Yes, I've done this 32 times before, so I think I know what I'm talking about, Timmy. How many
Okay.
times have you done this?
I just want to know, okay? I don't mean to fluster you. I'm just
Right.
new here, okay?
Yeah, I know you're new. That's why I'm explaining it for you. All
Okay.
right.
I mean, I'm your
Jesus.
guest and everything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Timmy. I'm sorry.
It's
You are my guest. I'm sorry
just
about this,
funny to
Timmy.
me for some
I
reason.
really appreciate how you came in today, Timmy. So, basically, the beginning of the podcast, Max normally takes the reins, but since he's not here, I will be taking the reins, because as you can hear already, Timmy is going to be a loose cannon. So...
What that?
I'll explain it later.
It's not... No one say that in Louisiana.
No one says loose cannon in Louisiana.
Never heard...
Louisiana.
Never heard loose cannon in Louisiana.
Louisiana doesn't say loose cannon?
No, what that?
It's, good... It's a good thing.
Good thing?
Good thing.
Cool. Yeah.
It's like really cool guy. We fucking know it's not really cool guy.
I hear you. It's not even...
What?
You whisper to the microphone like I can't hear.
Holy shit, he's figured me out. Oh my god. He's smarter than I thought. Yeah. All right.
I like to whisper too.
Oh, Timmy.
Hey. We whisper a lot in Louisiana. In Chalmette. You heard Chalmette?
Yeah, I've heard Chalmette.
Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana.
Whisper. Chalmette French for whisper.
I don't know if that is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. And you whisper a lot there?
Yeah, all the time. I whisper all the time.
All right, jumping back. We're talking about Tommy Wiseau today. So, we normally start off by talking about his bio. And unfortunately for myself, even though I know Tommy personally, I don't know his bio. Because...
Yeah, makes sense.
He's very private.
He's very
so
private guy.
I'll start off with you, Timmy. Are you the older or younger brother of Tommy? Or are you an identical twin?
We're twin brother.
I thought you'd be a twin because you look exactly the same.
Yeah, and that's also why my name, Tim.
Well, I mean, twins don't always have to have similar names.
Yeah, but his name, Tomothy. My name, Timothy.
Oh, his name is Tomothy.
Yeah.
It's not Thomas.
Yeah. You never heard that name or something?
No, I've never heard of the name Tomothy.
Well, you don't go out very much?
So, instead of... you are Timothy, he is Tomothy.
Yeah,
it's not Thomas and Timmis.
I go by Timmy to friends.
Okay, Timmy to friends.
I don't know if you can call me Timmy, though.
Does Tommy go by Tommy to friends or Tommy to everybody?
Tommy.
He
go by Tommy, everybody. He hate his birth name.
He hate Tomothy. I would hate Tomothy as well.
But what about Timothy? You don't like Timothy or something?
Timmy's alright. Timothy's like, it's alright as well. Tomothy's not a real name, so I wouldn't like that at all.
It's very, very presumptuous of you to say Tomothy not real name or something.
Well... It doesn't sound... I mean, I don't
name.
Know if it's so much presumptuous.
It's Tommy's name. It's Tommy's name.
Okay,
his
you're right.
His name Tomothy.
You're right. His name is Tomothy, if you say it's Tomothy. So basically, you are twin brothers. When were you guys born?
We born back...
Back to back?
Then. Yeah, back to back from our mother.
You both came out at the same time.
Yeah, born backs together, touching.
So neither one of you was the first one out. You were
yeah, not older or younger, exact same.
Oh, exact same. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And are you an actor as well?
No, I don't know how to act.
What do you do for a living?
I like to assist.
Assist in what?
People, most times.
Assist in people. So like
assist people.
You like a nursing home or something?
Yeah, if you think assist is like nursing home or something.
I mean, I suppose... When you say assist, what do you mean?
I mean, just help guy out. Like, if guy need help on street or something, he say, someone help me, please.
And you get paid for that?
I assist.
You get paid for that? Or you... Are you just like a homeless man that just kind of wanders around and...
I mean, sometimes people pay me with house or something.
You with a house?
Sometimes they could. That could happen.
They just give you a house.
I mean, if I assist somebody well enough, I get house maybe.
Has that happened before?
Not yet.
Oh,
could,
you're just
though.
You're waiting for that to happen.
Could
yeah.
very happen.
Where do you live right now, Timmy?
I live around.
You live yeah, here and there?
Yeah, I live here in this city.
In the city? We're in the suburbs.
In the city part?
In the city part of the suburbs.
Yeah, in the big one.
The big city. Yeah.
Yeah, around here.
Around here. Yeah, where are we exactly, Timmy? I wanted to find out how much you actually know.
I travel so everywhere. Like, people always need assistance.
But you do live in the city.
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, you live in the big city, you travel everywhere to assist people. Do you run out of assistance wherever in Chalmé?
No. Everyone always need assist.
So why you not live there?
What do you say?
I'm sorry, why do you not live there?
Chalmé, just boring to me. People need assist with, like, going to bathroom. Who need assist?
Wait.
Why need people assist with that?
So, like, wiping? You wipe people?
I don't say that's my full-time job. I assist, okay?
You say assisting is your full-time job.
Why you gotta be so specific?
I mean,
I assist. I just say I moved from Chalmé, Louisiana, because assistant over there, boring.
It's just boring to
Big
assist.
Big city assist is easy. Not easy, but fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like fun, but it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you typically do? What's a typical day for you in assisting?
Don't worry about it. You don't have to. This is not a podcast about me. This podcast is about my brother, Tommy.
But you guys are twin brothers, right?
Yeah, so, we're twin, but then we're not the same person or something.
Yeah, but you guys came out at the same time, back to back.
We came out back, touching skin.
Yeah, touching skin. So, were you guys, did you happen to be, I don't know, conjoined twins? And then separated
through
surgery?
Not even, like, barely.
Barely.
Like, one piece skin touching, like, snip, easy.
Where were
you? Different.
Where exactly were
on
you guys?
Back.
On the back. Your back skin was conjoined.
Yeah, touching.
It was touching, but was it actually conjoined?
Yeah, just one snip, done. No touching.
Okay,
no.
So it was conjoined.
We're just touching back to back.
So since you guys were conjoined twins, I just wanted to dive in a little bit further of your own psychology and see where you would be at. And see if maybe where Tommy would be at if he wasn't a writer, director, actor. So, how long did you live with Tommy?
We live just as brother do. Wait, we live till 16, 17.
Okay, so who moved out first? Was it Tommy? Was it you?
We both move out together.
Oh, so you guys stayed together, and yet I asked how long you guys lived together, and so...
Yeah, we lived together till 16, 17, and then we move out together.
16, like, you were 16 and 17, or 2016 and 2017?
16-year-old, okay?
Okay.
What, you think I just say year in the last two digits or something?
Well, kind of, you said 16, 17. I figured that maybe you were just talking like...
Yeah, we moved out 16, 17, 85, 86.
So you were 16 years old in 1985?
No, 85, the age 85.
Wait, 80... What?
We planned move to out back together, 85, 86.
You guys planned to move back in together when you're older.
We move out together, 16, 17. We move in back together, 85, 86.
You haven't decided yet whether it's 85 or 86? And you can't remember if it was 16 or 17?
No, a long time ago.
Yeah, how long? Like, an exact number of years, how long ago?
Well, I'm not some strange mathematician something. I only assist.
Okay. You only assist. How about you assist me in this podcast? So we're talking about Tommy's bio. He was born, we'll say, New Orleans. And we'll say it in a long time ago, even though you and himself also have very thick foreign accents.
Yeah, well, we moved at 16, 17 to France.
Oh, you lived in France?
Yeah, that possibly how accent come.
Possibly how accent come. I don't know if this sounds like a French accent.
Though. I don't hear much accent in my voice. What accent are you talking about?
Somewhat Polish, Eastern European.
No, never been there.
Okay. I'm surprised that you weren't represented in Tommy's, or the new movie that came out, Disaster Artist. It was a James Franco movie that was representing the room.
I love Disaster Artist movie. Really,
you love
great.
It, yeah.
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 Love James Franco as my brother. Spot on.
Yeah.
He's real.
Were you upset that you weren't, you know, you weren't portrayed by anyone? That you weren't in the movie?
No.
No? You weren't upset?
Yeah, I was... I identify a lot with Lisa, actually, in the movie.
you identify with Lisa. Do you know Lisa?
The fake character Lisa?
Oh, you identify... Wait a second. Are you talking about the disaster artist or are you talking about the room?
Oh, room.
You're talking about the room.
Room, yeah.
You said James Franco, though. James Franco was not... Disaster artist.
Who Lisa in Disaster Artist?
I don't know her name, but there's...
Someone named Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa is the... Well, she... There's the main character, Lisa. I don't know the name of the actress or the name of the actress who plays the actress. But, yeah. I'm blanking.
No, on Lisa. Room Lisa.
Room Lisa. So you identify with the fictional character that your brother wrote.
Yeah, that's not strange. You identify with...
But you're identifying with the person that had a sexual relationship with your brother.
That not... Timmy... I mean, who you identify with in fiction?
I probably identify with Eric Foreman from That 70s Show.
I only seen one episode of that show, and he seemed like a stupid guy.
No, he's a smart guy. He does stupid things sometimes, but he's a smart guy.
He seemed like he doesn't know how to fight.
He doesn't, actually. I don't know how to fight either.
Yeah.
Do you know how to fight, Timmy?
Yeah, we grew up, learned to fight.
You and Tommy used to fight a lot?
Yeah, twin fight, though. Not big deal. No, not really big deal.
What's a twin fight look like?
It's just regular fight, but with twin. Like, no one...
But why do you specify and call it a twin fight?
People look at our fight and they say, who?
Oh, so it's like the exact same motions, and you just can't tell who's winning.
They like, is that two guy or just one guy move really fast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little Fight Club situation. Just fighting
Fight
himself.
Club? What,
yeah.
That?
You haven't seen that movie?
No.
Are you a fan of movies, Timmy?
No.
You don't like movies?
I only like Room, basically.
You only
and
like
Disaster Artists.
And Disaster Artists, yeah.
Yeah, and some other movie my brother made.
Yeah. I haven't seen much of the movies your brother made. I've seen The Room. I know that he's done a couple other works. I know he's got a movie coming out. It's called Best Friends, but Friends has the R in parentheses, so Best Fiends could be also read.
Yeah, play
read
on words here. He's kind of witty.
He is kind of witty, you would think, huh? So I feel like, you know, unfortunately, we don't have a lot to go off of in his bio, but maybe you could tell us...
I know a lot about him.
You know a lot about him. You're his brother. So why don't you tell us... something about his younger days, because you say you don't want to talk about yourself. Let's talk about Tommy. This podcast is about Tommy. Yeah, what did Tommy used to do when he was a teenager into his early 20s?
So, teenager, early 20s, you say, huh?
Yeah.
That's, okay.
Yeah, what did he do, typically? What was his day-to-day like?
Well, we moved France 16, 17, and I have one good story about... one time somebody mixed us up in France.
Okay, I love to hear this.
So we hanging out in France, eating baguette, escargot, all the classic France things.
Yeah.
And one girl walk up, she say, wait a minute, you like escargot? And I'm like, yeah, this France, what the problem? What, I mean, everyone like escargot, France. I'm French, Louisiana.
Are you speaking English to this woman?
No, French, perfect French.
Oh, perfect French. You speak French.
Yeah, perfect French. But, I mean, this American podcast, all right.
Yeah, this is an American podcast. It would be dumb for you to...
Inappropriate to
Yeah,
speak
inappropriate
perfect
to
French
speak
here.
Perfect French, right. So you shouldn't.
I say, yeah, this France, what the problem? And she say, you seem like American to me, and American don't like escargot so much, so...
Well, that's funny. She said that you seem American.
Yeah, she say that, and I get quite offended because I speak perfect French to her. Why does she think I'm American or something?
Oh, so you were offended that she thought you were American, but you're offended with me when I think you're foreign.
Yeah, I'm American.
So why would you be offended that she thought
you were... Because I try to fit where I go. I assist.
Okay, you assist.
I don't stand out to people. I help the people when they need me.
I gotta be honest, you are wearing a full trench coat right now, Timmy, and you got these very thick Terminator sunglasses on. Your hair is very long and greasy. It's a dark black. It's a very...
I like
it's like
shine in my hair.
This is jet black look, and
yeah, it's kind of cold outside.
You got this creepy looking face and these hands that are, that have been.
Anyone teach you manners, Spencer?
I'm just pointing out things that I see.
In Luciano, see, people say that they get hit in the hit in face.
Are you gonna hit me in the face, Timmy?
No, I'm professional. I assist.
You also fight a lot. You fight.
I only
brother.
Twin fight. I don't. Oh, real you don't, fight.
You've never been in a real fight. You've only been in twin fight. Okay. What about Tommy? He been in a real fight?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not his keeper or anything.
You're not his keeper, but you are his brother. His twin brother.
Yeah, twins.
Conjoined.
Yeah, skin touch.
Skin. Yeah, the skin was touching. Anyway, we're going back to it. You guys got mixed up.
So, yeah, this French girl think I'm from America, but I try to hide that. And then Tommy, he in the bathroom at time, and so I leave in anger, and I go, and Tommy come out. He tell me later he come out, and he sit in the chair where I was, and
girl he sits in the same chair.
Yeah, where I...
He doesn't sit in his chair. He sits in the same chair that you were sitting in.
Well, he sat at a table I was.
Oh, okay. He sits at the table.
He sat at a table I was, and girls say, why you move seat? And Tommy like, what do you mean? I always sit here. This is where I sit. You think I don't know where I sit or something? And uh-huh. So, girl... Tommy say the girl get real angry at me because she think I'm American and disrespect and all that.
Disrespecting by moving seats?
And yelling at her in English because Tommy don't know French.
Oh, so Tommy doesn't speak French, but you do?
Yeah, perfect French.
So you probably assisted Tommy a lot when you were in France.
Yeah, that's what I like to do.
Why did Tommy not bother to learn French if you guys were living there?
He don't need to.
Oh, because you were there, yeah. You're not his keeper, though.
I'm not keeper.
But you do make sure that he can have day to day.
Did you help him? Almost 24-hour day I help him.
Yeah, and how come when he was in the bathroom, you were just sitting outside, not in there helping him, assisting?
Why you presume to know that happened?
Well, that's what you said. You said that he was...
I said I'm not there all time.
You're not there all the time, but you do
assist. But I help him as much as can.
I don't know. I guess I just figured because you were talking about how on Shelmet you would help people go to the bathroom and
you're talking about... Only a few times, okay?
Oh, so only a few times. But it was enough to make you move out of there.
Shelmet not even... it's like Shelmet boring, okay?
Would you suggest...
We don't talk about Shelmet.
Would you suggest if I visited Shelmet?
Yeah, do what you want.
Oh, so...
I'm not your keeper or anything.
Would you like assist me in going there?
No, I don't. I feel like 20 minutes in talking to you, I don't assist you.
You don't like me, Timmy?
No way.
Okay, all right. To each their own.
Anyway, girl think Tommy me, and so splash water in his face.
Splash water in her face.
Yeah, and no, his face.
She splashed water in Tommy's face. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, smashed glass overhead.
Okay.
Got a huge scar on cheek now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Maybe covers it up with makeup?
Maybe a nice keeper.
Hmm. So that's not so much a funny story. That seems like a, kind of like a...
We laugh after.
Oh, you laugh
after. We twin fight after because he blamed me for that.
Yeah,
but then after we laugh.
Yeah.
And then we go eat some more.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, I mean...
That's pretty good.
Just a fun story like that happened in France. And
yeah.
After France, we probably 21, 22 at the time, and we move around Europe. We learn culture. Don't go to Poland, though. We'd never go to Poland.
No.
No, we didn't
go. It does sound like you have a very thick Polish accent, but I guess you never went there.
No, never even heard Poland. So
never even heard of Poland.
Yeah, we go around Europe, have a great time, but Tommy, he feel like... part missing, mm-hmm. You know? How do you say that? Part missing?
I think you're getting it.
Okay. Luciana, not good English teacher.
Yeah. You know, you got bit by the acting bug, didn't he?
Mm.
Yeah, he wanted to be an actor.
Yeah, that would happen.
So you guys moved back to
So
the
he
US?
Moved back U.S. He,
oh, you stayed there?
Yeah, I stayed there. I go to... Germany, I go, Denmark, you know, all the country around that area.
Yeah, but we're not talking about you. We're talking about Tommy.
Yeah, this is not a podcast about me. I mean, I can talk about my experience Europe after Tommy left.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
But, okay. I mean, interesting story happened. German.
I'm sure.
Right border of Germany.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, we're talking about Tommy here. And, you know, because he's the famous actor. And he's the one that's successful. He's the one that's got a movie coming out. And we'll just say, like, you know.
Yeah, he have that. Yeah.
I mean, he's not just going around, like, helping people.
This podcast about him.
This is about him. Yeah. We would never have a podcast about you, probably. I mean, you guys are twins. I mean, twins,
my but... life's not that boring. I have some fun.
Oh, I'm sure.
Assist people, meet all kind.
I'm sure you have ways to, you know, to have fun. There's probably different ways that you go around and you have fun. Anyway, Timmy, we're talking about Tommy here. It's we'll smash into his filmography. I don't know much. I really only know about The Room, which we could talk about that a little bit. I mean, this has been talked about on multiple podcasts, and it's been they made a movie on it. We talked about it earlier about Disaster Artist.
Yeah, great movie. Love it.
Great movie. James Franco, he decided to make that movie. He casted a whole bunch of people. He played Tommy. You were not represented. I guess your influence wasn't...
Possibly Lisa, maybe.
You identify with Lisa, but...
I feel like Lisa may be inspired by me.
Lisa's inspired by you. Hold on a sec.
The character.
Maybe. They had sex twice in that movie. Did you and your brother?
I believe 4 or 5 times, actually.
4 or 5 times they had sex in that movie?
Yeah.
I believe it was only twice, but anyway.
I remember 4 sex scenes.
There was one. Okay, so we'll talk about this because I feel like this is important.
Wait,
the first... First, about 5 minutes, Tommy and Lisa, they have sex. This is in the room, of course.
Scene 1.
Scene 1. They have sex. And then, about a mere 10 minutes later, Lisa and Greg have sex. And they do that on the staircase. And we'll get into all these scenes. Trust me. Because this is a very interesting movie if you haven't seen it. And then, oh, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes later, maybe a little less than that, Tommy and Lisa have sex again. Which is the exact same scene that they filmed. They just sort of played it again. Now, you saying that you identify with Lisa, you feel like the part was based off of you, and we just clarified that Tommy had sex with Lisa twice.
I guess you're right, twice.
Yeah, twice. Did you ever have sex with your brother?
What kind of question is that?
I don't know, it's just an intuitive question.
That's... dumb question.
I don't know if it is.
This
isn't Timmy.
This is not about me.
This isn't about Tommy. This isn't about you. This is about Tommy. So, as of, I was getting into it, we'll talk about The Room. The Room has multiple sex scenes. It's not a porn. Trust me, you'll be fine watching it. It's not a porn. Tommy made this on his own budget. You know, like he
make it with his money, but
with
I
his money. Okay, you helped. Are you
with money?
Are you well off? Would you say, Timmy?
I don't like brag or something, but...
You don't need to brag. You could just say yes or no.
Yes.
You are. You're affluent.
Yes.
Okay. Where did you get all this money? Is it inheritance? you work hard for this? Assisting people?
Yeah, I get money here or there, but I helped Tommy with his movie.
Okay. And where did Tommy get the money?
Me.
From you. Okay, so this was basically funded by you, this movie.
You could say that.
I guess we don't need to get into, like, the source of the money, but basically the point is that you're a millionaire.
I mean...
And yet you don't have a house. This is interesting.
I do have a house. I live in big city.
Oh, so you do have a house in the big city.
I live there.
We were talking about how you didn't have a house, and you're hoping that someone, you would assist someone, and they gave you a house.
No, no, I say maybe after assist someone give me a house. I didn't say I no have house.
Oh, you do have a house. Okay.
I mean, maybe house number 2 for assist.
Okay, I see now. I see now. Anyway, going back to The Room, you funded this movie. This movie, did you read the script? Did you just straight give the money?
No. I didn't read the script.
You didn't read the script?
No, I just give the...
But you saw the movie?
Yeah, movie good.
Were you at the premiere?
No.
No.
Oh.
Did you have to pay for a ticket?
Yeah.
You had to pay for a ticket, even though you're the one that funded the movie. Tommy did not invite you to the premiere.
No.
You have a good relationship with your brother?
I mean, a good a twin can be.
It doesn't sound like it's as good as a twin could be, because a twin might invite their twin to the premiere of the movie that they funded.
Well, you presume to know how twins should be?
Well, I mean, and Tommy was listed as the producer, the director, the writer, even though, you know, I think you might be listed as a producer at least, Timmy, because you did fund the movie.
No, I don't like say this so much, but I'm very humble.
You're very humble.
I'm very humble.
Is Tommy not so humble?
Well, he put his name on all...
He did.
All credit.
Yeah, and they did have two title cards that came up before the movie. So we'll get into that a little bit. Tommy is the producer, writer, director, lead actor of this movie, The Room, that he funded. It cost roughly about $6 million out of your pocket, Timmy.
Roughly.
And so this movie just bombed on its premiere, and he paid, or I guess you paid, to keep it in the theaters for a couple weeks. And then it kind of became a cult classic. Just a couple years later, colleges started playing it. It was interactive. People would be throwing spoons at the screen when they ever see a spoon in the scene. Did you ever participate in this? Like, when you first saw the movie, what did you think?
I thought, wow, I like Lisa.
Oh, you thought you liked Lisa. So you liked the movie from the first moment you saw it.
Yeah, why not? I think it's great. It totally portray.
It portray, yeah. Portray.
Yeah.
Do you want to dive further into that? What is it portraying?
It's, I mean, struggle of men who have everything and lose it all.
I see.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He had everything and he lost it all. Mm-hmm. He ended up killing himself at the end of the movie. So this movie was kind of a sad movie, would you say?
No, I say happy.
Triumphant?
Triumphant. No, I just say happy, not triumphant.
He kills himself at the end of the movie. To be spoiler alert. I know this is after the fact, but spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean, he maybe end his life, but that doesn't mean the movie sad or something.
I guess so. I guess suicide can be happy. Anyway, as we're talking about The Room here, like I said, it bombed completely and then got stardom in being the worst movie ever made. It was acclaimed as the worst movie ever made, and they made this movie The Disaster Artist based off of that idea that this is the worst movie, and yet it still found success somehow. Found success in being the worst movie. You say from the moment you saw it, you thought that it was a good movie, a happy movie.
I knew
movie.
Exactly what Tommy going for.
What Tommy
he
was going for.
For a comedy here.
Oh, he was going for a comedy.
Yeah, he'd go for straight, funny, happy.
Now, from what I have...
He liked make people laugh, like me.
Oh, you like making people laugh?
Yeah, I love. You can't tell? You can't tell from the last 30 minutes of talking?
I'll give you a moment here to... Why don't you tell me a joke?
You want me to tell you a joke right now?
Yeah.
No setup, nothing?
Yeah, you like making people laugh. Go ahead.
You put me on spot here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not an actor like Tommy. I just assist.
Okay. So do you assist Tommy in his jokes, and that's what makes you funny?
Yeah, tell joke, I assist.
Okay, two Irishmen walk out of a bar. It could happen.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay, I see what you do, Timmy.
See, I help you.
Yeah, you
laugh.
Help me. You laugh, and then people else, they'll laugh.
Uh-huh.
As we're talking about The Room here and talking about Tommy Wiseau, this is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, if you're tuning in 30 minutes in. Welcome. I'm here with Timmy Wiseau, Tommy Wiseau's brother.
We go commercial break something?
No, we didn't go to commercial break. Oh, we should. Let's go to commercial break. And go ahead.
Well, that is one funky bass. Guitar Center, the place to find a funky bass.
And we're back. Thank you to Guitar Center for not yet sponsoring us, but considering us to sponsor.
I love to play guitar.
You love to play the guitar? Are you good at it?
I say.
You say that you would
here and there.
Yeah, here and there. Okay. Does Tommy play any instruments?
He plays saxophone.
But the saxophone, oh, but, you know, yeah, we living in Louisiana.
Louisiana, known for sax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good sax.
Especially Chalmette. Yeah. Yeah. Very good sax over there.
Yeah.
We both hone the art in France. He honed the art in France as well.
Yeah.
France has amazing sax.
Yeah. Oh, amazing sax in France.
Mm.
We were talking about The Room and talking about Tommy Wiseau, obviously here with Timmy Wiseau, Tommy's brother.
Hello.
Hello again. And
I'm your host.
Yeah, co-host today. Yeah, we'll just say co-host because I am
Timothy.
Timothy, yes. Friends call him Timmy.
Please, Timmy.
Yeah. So what do you think of Tommy saying his best friend being Greg Sestero, the co-actor in
The
Room?
Well, I'd say that just for show.
That's just for show. You're really his...
Yeah, we're really best friends. Yeah. I mean, he's not born skin to skin with Greg Sestero.
No, he wasn't, yeah.
I was.
Greg is much younger than Tommy.
I mean, not that much.
Probably about 20 to 30 years.
I'd say closer to 10, maybe.
10, maybe? Okay, so now we're kind of narrowing down how old you guys are. So you're just a little rough for your age. You're looking a little beaten. I was giving you some credit there, but I guess you want to take
you
that back and be like,
"Go straight out, yeah, and insult me in public."
No. We're just saying, just fitting the description to the age that would be fitting. So Tommy is best friends with Greg Sestero, as we know, and he's got a movie coming out.
Show best friend.
Show best friends. Forgive me. Mm. You're really his best friend, his twin brother, skin to skin.
Mm.
And they got a movie coming out. The first movie since The Room that they made together. It's called Best Friends. I mentioned it earlier. Do you want to tell me something about this movie, Timmy?
Best Friend?
Yeah, Best Friends. I feel like we talked about The Room a good amount. And if you want to hear about The Room, watch The Disaster Artist, watch The Room. There's so much information online. But Best Friends doesn't have that information.
Friend not out yet. I seen it. I get a pre-show, not like Room.
Not like The Room. But...
yeah, but this time he know what good for him.
Yeah.
So
did you fund this one as well?
No, he make a bunch of money from Room.
Oh, I see. He did it himself.
Yeah.
When you pay for it, you're not allowed at the screening. But when he pays for it, he's like, all right, come on. You think he was embarrassed that you paid for all of it?
Possible. He'd get embarrassed over an easy thing, like not have long hair as me.
Yeah, your hair does look almost the exact same length as his. Is yours a little bit longer?
Yeah, longer.
How much longer?
I'd say 4 or 5 inch.
4 or 5 inches? I mean, that's a good amount. I feel like maybe it's closer to... half an inch. Yours even looks shorter than his.
Well, you know how long his hair, something?
I got a picture right here. And
okay,
I can see
his hair real long there, okay?
Yeah.
He cut it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's you know, a little insecure about how he cut it, and yours is a little bit longer.
Yeah.
When's the last time you cut your hair, Timmy?
Oh, I haven't.
You've never cut your hair?
No.
No? What about shave? How often do you shave, Timmy?
I don't have to.
You don't have to. You just grow no facial hair.
Mm.
Okay. What about Tommy? You grow any facial hair?
You ever see facial hair on Tommy?
I never seen one facial hair.
To answer your question?
That doesn't answer my question. Thank you for that, Timmy. And we're talking about best friends here. Why don't you give us some insight? You saw the movie already. How did you see the movie? This is a little segment we call The Way We See It.
Ba-da-da-da-da. What are you doing?
I'm doing the intro for The Way We See It.
Oh, sorry.
Ba-da-da-da-da. No. Ba-da-da-da-da. That, Timmy. This is just me.
But I like sing too.
I'm sure you do. Just sing into that pillow over there. Ba-da-da-da-da. This is the way we see it. Moment of silence for The Way We See It.
Hold on, Tommy.
We're going to give a little moment of silence before we go into
moment
this.
Moment of silence? What? Yeah, I don't get.
Just don't talk for him.
Wait, someone die?
Yeah, someone died.
Oh, sorry.
And we're back.
All
right.
Who died?
Johnny from The Room. He killed himself at the end of the movie.
Oh, that's fake, actually. You don't think that real, do you?
Not worth a moment of silence?
I mean, it's happy. Happy suicide, though.
It was a happy suicide. And maybe that was a happy moment of silence.
Yeah, I laughed my ass off that movie.
You laughed your ass off.
That part of the movie.
You laughed your ass off when he shot himself in the head. Your brother shooting himself in the head. You laughed your ass off.
Yeah, hilarious.
Okay. Tell me about Best Friends, Timmy.
Okay. So I see Best Friend probably 3 months ago. It's pretty good. It's not written by Tommy this time, so not as good as Room, mm-hmm. but it's written by Greg Sestero, who, not great writer or actor, person even, but...
He's not a great person.
He's, seemed in the movie. Beef. He's in the movie with Tommy, and so they play best friend.
You seem a little envious of Greg, I'd say. Maybe you're a little jealous.
What, you know I'm feeling or something?
Yeah, I feel
You don't know.
Maybe I do.
You talked to me for 40 minutes. You don't even know.
I feel like I do know you. I feel like I got a good gist of who you are, Timmy.
Okay, fine.
And I feel like the listener would know you as well.
So, Greg in movie, I guess. But Tommy, he played doctor in movie, and he go around and perform plastic surgery, people. And so Greg come up, he real ugly, but no makeup prosthetic, just real ugly. He come up, he say, I need to look better, please. I need some plastic surgery. So Tommy...
Greg is traditionally the better looking of the two, but go ahead.
What? No prosthetic, no makeup. He look like, meh. I don't know.
I don't know. I think Greg is a handsome man, wouldn't you say?
No, I just say no.
You just say no. You disagree. Yeah. Okay. So Greg wrote in this movie. He wrote this movie as ugly man without prosthetic going to get plastic surgery.
Yeah,
So he doesn't care too much for his looks either. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
But he wrote this in the movie.
All I know is he come up to Tommy, who famous plastic surgeon. He can have old ladies, he got big car house. Lamborghini.
It's got a big car house, like an RV?
No, big car, big house.
Okay.
He also have RV, though.
Oh, he has got an RV as well.
In the driveway.
Yeah.
Some people, he hire people live in it just for fun because he don't even need it.
But friends wouldn't want to stay there just voluntarily? He's got to hire people to live there.
Yeah, in movie, he got everything but real good friends.
Oh, I see. I see. This is
so Greg come up. He looked like probably dog without nose.
All right.
You know, imagine dog without nose.
Yeah, that's pretty ugly.
So he come up to Tommy and he say, "Listen, Mr. Gray, his name Gray in the movie.
Mr. Gray. Like 50 Shades of Gray.
Never heard the movie.
Never heard of that movie.
Yeah, what? I don't care, actually.
It's worth a see.
Nah. So he say, "Mr. Gray, can please help me with this look?" And he takes mask off, and you see Greg Sestero face, no makeup, no prosthetic, and...
It's like dog without nose.
Yeah, it looked like much like dog without nose.
Yeah.
So Tommy throw up in a bucket next to him, and he say, "I help you for free, no money even. That's how good guy I am."
Mm-hmm. I can see the friendship already starting.
Yeah, so Greg, he has this twinkle in eye like, "I like you."
Mm-hmm. I mean, free surgery, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, but
free
Tommy has...
Selective surgery.
But Tommy has twinkle in eye because eye watering, because just throw up.
Oh,
they
oh,
both
okay.
have twinkle in eye, but for different reasons.
Okay, I see.
And so he conducts surgery. Greg looked real good after that. Much he got long black hair, mm-hmm. real pronounced jaw, very masculine scar on cheek.
Okay,
so
he looks like Tommy, you're saying?
Oh, maybe you might say it after in now I think may, yeah now yeah. I think about it,
or you
maybe
identical twin, he looks maybe. Like you. Yeah,
yeah, he looked maybe like, I mean, look like Tommy, look like me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, Tommy, he make friend of Greg, or Mr. Gray make fun of Mr. White.
Oh, he's Mr. White. Okay.
Yeah, Greg's sister will play Mr. White. And they hang out. They look similar. They travel Europe. They go France. It's funny scene where Greg, he eating sandwich and lady think he not from France. So
this sounds very similar to the story that you told just moments ago on the podcast where the two of you were in France.
No, different though. He eats sandwich.
So
I eat escargot.
So far what I've seen from the movie is that Greg Sestero gets plastic surgery to become you. However, he's still playing you. I feel like in this moment, you probably could have played yourself in the movie. However, you know, Tommy didn't want to hire you.
No, beginning movie, I can't look that like that.
No, you can't look as dog with no nose.
Yeah, I don't look like dog with no nose.
But you do look like yourself. You know, just maybe the second part you could have played yourself. Did you? Were you in the movie?
No.
No, not movie. It was Greg, didn't, though.
Yeah, I didn't know about movie till just 3 months ago where I saw it.
Where you saw the premiere, or yeah. I guess just a viewing screening.
Yeah, pre-screen.
Pre-screen, gotcha.
So, anyway, they end up best friend. Mr. Gray, he moved away from France where Mr. White stay in France. He get all the women and...
This sounds very similar to your life.
He get lots of money from... He liked to help people. He's like helper.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big assistant to manager.
Yep, this sounds almost exactly the same. Other than the woman part, this sounds very similar.
What, you think I don't?
You fancy the ladies, Timmy? In other words, are you heterosexual?
This is not appropriate for a podcast about Tommy Wiseau.
Okay, you know what? True. Is Tommy heterosexual?
Ladies love me.
Okay, ladies love him, he said. Ladies love him. You can look up pictures.
Yeah, so that's how I see a best friend movie. It can be real good.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when that come out.
Okay. I appreciate it. You contact me whenever this movie comes out. Yeah. Why is the R in parentheses? Is there a moment in there where there are fiends and not really friends?
Well, I guess you could say Greg Sestero looked like fiend.
Oh, he just because he looked like a fiend in the beginning.
Hmm.
Okay.
And movie rated R.
Oh, possible. That's what it probably is. It's just the rating.
There are 5 sex scenes in the movie.
Of course there are. Is it between Mr. White and Mr. Gray?
Maybe you could say. So maybe a few.
A homosexual sex
scene. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. 2018.
Yeah, it's 2018, yeah.
Yeah.
No, some people say they're heterosexual, then you reveal just a little bit later that they're not.
Yeah, I get weird saying. Why you say that?
No reason. Anyway, that was a great synopsis of... Best friends. I wish that I could have seen that screening with you. Unfortunately, Tommy.
Well, you're not close enough.
I'm not really that close with Tommy. I do have a personal relationship with him, but I'm not really that close.
Oh, you know Tommy?
Of course I know Tommy. I wouldn't be talking about him if I didn't know him.
Wait, you. What that mean? You say you only talk about him because you know him?
Yeah.
Oh. That what this podcast about?
This podcast is specifically the people that we have personal relations with. That is why you're here today, Timmy, and not my co-host, Max.
Who, Max?
R.I.P. Max.
Max dead?
No, he's just asleep. He's sleeping. I told him to go to bed.
Oh, that guy there sleeping?
Yeah, that guy that's laying on the bed. I just want him to rest in peace. He just looks so peaceful. I just want him to sleep.
Kind of cold. Cover him up, maybe.
No.
He's completely naked.
That was a voluntary thing. I think that he prefers to sleep naked.
Did he know we're in here right now in his room?
Bedroom? Yeah, he does know.
I still choose to sleep naked in front of us.
I suppose so. I think that makes him more comfortable. You know that you sleep better if you're cold. So
I say that.
It's just a body type thing.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to, Timmy. So I think we're getting to the point now. I know that I didn't
How you
really...
know Tommy?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're getting into. We're getting to the point now of the podcast where we tell our personal relationships with the actor in question. I am not his brother, so I suppose I can go first. You are his brother, and instead, we obviously know how you know him. I feel like when we get to your story, I just like a fun story between the two of you, just something that would be a real gaff for our listeners. So I think that would probably be
A good one in France, Baguette, this lady with glass of champagne.
This sounds real very similar.
We'll just tell later.
We'll tell that later, and once again, another fucking France story. Anyway, so the way that I know Tommy is that I actually went to a screening of The Room because I was so interested in what the movie actually was, so I went into, this was a few years ago, I went to a screening and he showed up. And I came up to him, I shook his hand, I said that the movie was a movie. I didn't really have that many good things to tell him, because I didn't enjoy the movie myself.
You didn't like? Why?
It made me uncomfortable. I could just tell that, for some reason, I had this vibe that Lisa was representing his brother. And
you could tell?
Yeah, I could tell.
See, he's real good.
And the incestuous relationship kind of, the incestuous relationship kind of made me uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah.
About that? It's just love between two people. I mean, Lisa, not brother.
And the movie was overly promiscuous. I think that there was, like, the whole movie was about, like, who's having sex with who. And I think that the little Who's Done It movie has been a little overplayed and not so original. And I don't know. I just felt like a piece of shit.
What? Who's Done It?
Exactly. And. no, Who's On First? Anyway. So,
Spencer, you hear
I feel like the movie was just kind of dog shit. So I shook his hand. Didn't tell him that.
Weird manner, Ed. You everywhere. You all over the place. You like freaking cannonball shooting through sky. No regards for no one.
No regards for no one. I don't know. I feel like I'm just sort of spitting some truth here. That's what this podcast is all about. We have this medium that where we can actually share our opinions without putting a face to where we are. And I think that this is somewhat therapeutic for me to say that The Room was just an awful, awful movie, and Tommy Wiseau did not do a very good job, and I don't look forward to seeing Best Friends, and I told you that before, and I lied. So...
Oh, you lie, okay.
I'm that kind of guy. I'm that kind of guy. I'll lie to you all the time. That's not even Max. That's actually just a random guy just sleeping there.
You call me Timothy.
Okay, I got demoted to Timothy. Anyway, Timmy.
Tim.
As I was shaking his hand, I did feel like he had a very strong grip, which I appreciated. I appreciate when someone gives me a strong grip. It was much stronger than when I shook your hand, and he looked in my eyes. Well, I hope he looked in my eyes. He was wearing sunglasses, so I couldn't tell. He looked in my eyes.
Right.
It was nighttime, and he looked in my eyes, or at least I thought he did, and he said, I like you. You seem like a person that I would be friends with. You want to be in my movie? You want to be in a movie called Best Friend? And what? And then I said...
That's not true.
Yeah, this is...
I don't believe you.
And he said... And I was like, I don't know.
He asked you being his best friend with him?
Well, I'll get to it. He's like... He said, I asked him, I'm like, would I get paid for this? And he's like, yeah, I'll pay you whatever you need because I just want to be best friend with you. You just seem like a really good guy. And I was like...
What day was this? When? How long ago?
This was probably about 5 years ago.
Huh.
I mean,
5 years?
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
He knew about best friend 5 years ago. I know about best friend 3 months ago.
Yeah. He had this plan for this movie, and I guess, I don't know, 5 years ago he was planning this, and he asked me to be in the movie. We filmed everything, and I told him that I really
you
didn't.
You actually in movie?
I'm actually in the movie.
You film movie?
Yeah, we filmed the movie.
But Greg Sestero in movie.
Yeah, Greg's in the movie, and... if you wait till the after credit scene, because like I didn't want to be in the actual movie because I felt like it was dog shit. The movie was dog shit, and I
like movie. Fun between two best friends in France.
Yeah, it was dog shit. Like, the story, it was weird. But
love between Mr. Gray and Mr. White?
Yeah, that love was gross. Romantic. It felt not romantic, but it felt gross. It was just, and so I...
What about story in France with woman and sandwich? Not good?
not that good. Really not that good. And I waited... And I said, I just want to be in the after credit scene. I don't want to watch the movie. The movie feels like dog shit. And
you like dog shit a lot.
No, I don't. You have a
problem with dog shit?
No, I don't like dog shit. I have a problem with dog shit. I don't like dog shit. Anything that's I would consider dog shit, I wouldn't like.
I mean, not that gross.
Not that gross. You think dog shit's not gross?
Sometimes got to clean it.
Yeah, people have to clean dog... I guess if you're assisting people in cleaning dog shit, you'd be familiar with that. As I'm jumping back into it, I was in the end credit scene, and the credit scene basically goes... Tommy goes on the screen, and he goes, "Oh, hi, this was my movie best friend, but this actually my best friend." And then he goes to me, and I say, "Hi, he paid me to be here. I'm not his best friend, but he really, really wants to be my best friend." And he goes, "Ha, ha, 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 ha. Best friend, you're so funny. I don't even understand."
He called you best friend to your face.
To my face.
He said this my actual, he used word actual?
Well, he didn't use the word actual, but he did emphasize it with saying, "The no one that better friend than this guy to me. I think that he number one."
What do you say? I can't everyone understand else the accent. Everyone
else underneath. What do you mean you can't understand?
I can't understand the accent. Is that Tommy accent?
Do you know Chalmette?
Yeah, I know Chalmette. That's I'm born
the,
Chalmette.
Yeah, that's the accent.
Oh, that your Chalmette accent?
Yeah, that's you know the Big Easy?
Yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah, that's basically where this is.
That's just... That your Chalmette accent. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so, or maybe Polish. I don't know. We never know. He said that, I was his number one, and then I said that I didn't like him so much, and that was pretty much it. And he's like, "I fight for his affection, but he not like, I wish that there'll be someone that maybe like me as much as I like him, but probably not now."
This is not true. I put foot down. It's not true. This is not a true story, Spencer. You lie in this podcast?
No, this podcast it's all true. This
podcast sounds like a lie.
It's not. It's all true. This is all true facts. That is what we stand by. Max and I have created this podcast on truth. And that's
but that's not even Max over there. You just say. It's just random homeless guy.
Well, I lie to you.
But why? You don't think... we could be friends something?
I can't even see into your eyes because those glasses are too thick.
It's bright in here.
It's not. It's completely dark. You requested we turn off all the lights.
Yeah, because my sensitive eye, we have it. We have them.
You have sensitive eyes. Is that why you wear sunglasses all the time? You got glaucoma?
And Tommy.
Tommy got glaucoma too?
What glaucoma?
It's an eye condition.
I just sensitive eye. No problem with that. Not a big deal.
Have you ever been to the optometrist?
What optometrist?
Eye doctor.
What doctor?
Doctor's like an assistant medically.
Oh yeah, I do that.
You do that? You're a doctor?
I assist.
You go to school for that?
I assist.
You assist. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
What's the weirdest place you ever worked?
Chalmette or in here, Big City?
Big City.
Big Easy or Big City?
Big City.
Actually a funny story about that with me, Tommy.
Well, would you like to tell that one instead of the other one that you had with the champagne and the France and it sounded kind of boring? So maybe this other one. Let's tell this other one.
That France one pretty good.
I feel like it wouldn't be. Why don't you tell this story? Why don't you tell this story, Timmy?
Okay. Well, okay. We in big city. Just move out here. Tommy helped me with that. He make money from room. And so we help. We walk around. And he say... Timmy, what are you up to? What your job? Do you have a job even? And I say, yeah, of course, Tommy. I'd be assistant for probably 10, 15 years. And so Tommy's like, I never seen you do one day of work in your life. And so...
Wow, he's really questioning the person that put a lot of funding his fame.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? I spend rough $6 million on movie that make you millionaire. You don't think I have job? He said, I don't know, I just never see. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, Where the trust between twins, you know?
Yeah, there's
what
no trust.
What the trust happening? Yeah. I guess it's a twin thing. You wouldn't know.
No, I suppose not.
Yeah, it's the twin. That's how twin are, you know?
They don't trust each other.
Yeah, twin is like, meh. It's what? Whatever with twin.
You would think it would be an implicit trust, since you are twins.
Oh, well, you don't have twins, so...
I suppose.
Yeah, I know twin.
You know twin.
We touch skin. We skin.
You ever see the movie Twins?
What Twins? I've never seen
movie Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don't know them.
It's a good movie. Oh, they're actors.
Oh, okay. They sound boring.
Maybe it'll be something we talk about later in this podcast.
We walk down the street. Tommy not believe I assist, so I say, okay, let's go assist. I'll show you what I do happen. So we go to where current job was at times. So at the club, at big club, nightclub, we walk in at probably 4 p.m. or so.
Okay.
4:05.
You go into a club at 4 p.m.
Yeah, I work there. I don't
club there. I work there. Oh, okay. I see.
I get there early.
Okay, I see.
You ever had a job or something?
No, I've had a job. I understand.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Lay off.
All right. Yeah, you could let go of my collar now. Though you don't fight except for twin fight. Jeez.
Yeah, I close to. You make me close to not have twin fight. Right. So we in club, and Tommy like, what the heck, club? It's only 4:06 or something. And I was like, yeah, it's 4:06 because I work here, okay? I had to explain the exact same thing.
exact same thing, yeah.
To you. And so we go straight to the bathroom, and they have...
To go poo?
No, they have two benches there.
They have benches in the bathroom.
They have one nightclub bathroom where you have... A bench there, fancy guy help you with wash hands, paper towel.
That sounds fancy.
Cigarette, a lipstick.
Lipstick, and this is not the men's. It feels like this is not the men's.
Both bathroom have both.
Okay.
So I allowed in both because I work.
Is this a gay club?
No, just regular nightclub.
I was just asking if it's a
big
happy
city
club.
Nightclub. You's gay like happy, what, this like 1975 something?
Maybe not.
So 1975. They used gay back 1975 when you
did
born.
They? So we'll not get into when I was born.
Oh, what, you don't like to talk about yourself?
No, I'm same age as you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You 35 year old?
Sure.
Good, because that's not my age. So you just got busted. We in the bathroom.
I said
schmur. You say schmur would mean opposite of shirt.
Yeah.
Tommy and I in bathroom. We just assist people helping out. And Tommy say, you know, you're right, Timmy. This real job... I'm sorry I doubt you for your money. We end the night probably $500 richer from tip.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of tips.
Yeah, pretty good. A lot of your experience with assist. So at that time, it probably 12 a.m., we go to other nightclub. Assist there for an hour. And then after we go to third nightclub, we're a party with all tip money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then real fun story at third nightclub, we have this salad. And so I sit down and salad.
Salad.
Yeah, I have this salad at the nightclub, this restaurant part. And waiters say, are you from France or something? And I say, no, I'm not from France. I'm from Chalmette, Louisiana.
But you lived in France.
Yeah, I live in France, but I'm not from France. I'm American.
You didn't want to tell him that you lived in France when he guessed if you lived in France?
No, he said he thought I'm from France. He thought I'm French. And I take offense because I'm like, no, I'm American. I speak perfect English.
You also speak perfect French.
What problem here? And so I speak perfect French, but that's not a point. I speak perfect English to a waiter, and he think I'm from France or something. Like, he treat me different, maybe.
Okay.
And so I stand up, slap him in face, and I walk and go dance.
Whoa.
Just a fence, you
that
know?
That seemed like a not twin fight.
That was second closest ever been not twin
fight. I mean, you slapped him in the face. That's a fight, in my opinion.
Well, he cowered down in fear.
So. Oh, okay. So it wasn't
that fight. It wasn't just a fight. More dominate.
Just dominating him. Yeah, got you.
And then 10, 15 minutes later, Tommy walks over to me, and he covered in juice, and he's got a scar on other cheek.
Oh, no.
And I say, "What happened, Tommy?" And he say, "I sat down at table we at, and waiter and bouncer come over, spilled juice in my face, and sliced me with knife."
Oh, God. And same thing happened.
What the heck? Tommy, that's... We gotta go. We gotta go hospital right now. Oh, there's blood everywhere. So... That's how Tommy gets both scar on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny, great, real funny story. I laugh whole ride to hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, cups full blood.
Cups full blood.
So, yeah, that's that story with Tommy, real funny.
Yeah, that's a funny story. Once again, that, you know, just Tommy getting injured for something that you started.
Yeah, just funny twin happen.
Yeah. Things. Does it, is it the ever the reverse? You know, you ever get pay the piper for something Tommy did?
What paid piper?
Basically, you ever have to deal with something that, deal with some trouble that Tommy stirred up?
No, Tommy not real loose cannon guy.
Yeah, but you are. You are, you'd admit to be a loose cannon, which is what I called you at the beginning of the podcast. You say, now you turn around.
A quick learner.
Yeah, you're a quick learner. Loose cannon. Yeah, now you'd say you're a loose cannon. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being here, Timmy. This was very insightful. I'm glad that you were here and to tell us about all this stuff. I don't know if you're going to come back. I don't know.
Probably, I might.
Yeah, I don't think you will. Probably
because I don't know so many movies or actors.
We're probably, yeah, probably that.
Probably only reason. But once sure. I watch movie stuff, I come back.
We'll say that's a loose maybe.
A loose maybe.
Yeah, so like I could retract that maybe and make it a hard no.
Or yes.
Mm.
It could be yes, though. Yeah, it's probably, that's what loose means.
It's probably going to be no.
Okay.
Well,
I had a great time. I love talking about myself, Tommy.
It seemed like you didn't like talking about yourself, Timmy.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But this top podcast is not about me.
Okay, I see now. About Tommy. I see. We wouldn't talk about you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, Timmy. This was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Thank you for listening, guys. Next episode, we will have Max back. He'll be fully rested, and he will know the person. I guarantee it. And he won't fool me once again. That's saying that he knows them.
He fool you a lot? He easily fool?
Yeah, easily.
He's smarter than you?
No, he's not smarter than me. He's
I just... think, well, maybe.
I'm not going to get into this discussion with you, Timmy.
Okay. We discuss after.
Anyway, I'll see you next time, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.